Occasionally, I would hear a familiar voice, and that brought some comfort. Whenever Sean came into the room, he would call out, "Hey, honey, I'm here." I know that only because he has told me so since then, not because I remember it. He says I would open my eyes and look around like I was looking right through him. I was too out of it to think, "Oh, that's Sean," but I did sense the familiarity. I relished when someone would hold my hand, stroke my head, or comb my hair. That was the good part. The dreams were the bad part. Over and over, I had graphic nightmares about being attacked. I now know that the dreams came when the nurses were cleaning my wounds. Although I was heavily sedated, my blood pressure would spike, and they would see my face grimacing. Even in that state, I recognized the pain, but I couldn't process it, so my brain turned it into the only thing that made sense: assault. Remember, with my body stabilized, I was moved to the Gaylord Specialty Healthcare Facility in Wallingford, Connecticut, to begin physical therapy. It was my next ring of hell. My therapist wanted me to try to walk with a walker. It was difficult and painful, and for someone who had considered herself an athlete, disheartening. I just couldn't do it. "Am I ever going to walk normally again?" I asked. "We don't know, but we're going to work on it," the therapist said. They were so damned honest. What pulled me out of my funk was remembering a speech I'd heard by Nobel Prize laureate Jody Williams. In it, she said, "Emotion without action is irrelevant." She was right. Screw this, I thought. There has to be a reason I'm still alive. All this wasted emotion, feeling miserable for myself, needed a direction. The direction I chose was gratitude. I thought of all the people who had saved my life, the strangers who ran to my side after the truck hit me, the doctors and nurses who brought me back from death more than once, the staff at Gaylord who were doggedly helping me walk again and relearn basic tasks. And then there were the strangers who had donated their life-giving blood in order for me to receive those 78 units of blood, as well as 25 bags of plasma and platelets. More than 125 people had to donate theirs. Suddenly, I felt a need to do something to honor them.